Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, this is a hopeful news story. A chip implanted in a paralyzed man's brain enabled him to use his hand for the first time, report researchers. And the chip allowed him to pick up objects, stir liquids, and even play the video game Guitar Hero. Scientists are very hopeful about this new technology. As we do shows for hospitals here at Radio MD, and one of our shows is for the Shepherd Center, which is a brain and spinal cord injury center. This is very exciting news, very hopeful, something that shows that technology and research is really working. It's just so exciting. And if you've ever seen this video of this young man doing it, it really is enough to bring tears to your eyes. It's quite an uplifting story and something that does say that if you are somebody who donates to research for any of these diseases, that your money is definitely well spent. So this is something that's new and exciting and could really make a difference for paraplegics and quadriplegics all over, you know, the country. So it's a very exciting thing. And according to a new study from Texas A&M University, consuming bad-for-you foods earlier in the day, before lunchtime, may reduce how inflamed your cells become in response. The issue with high-fat foods, especially those in high saturated fats, is that they cause this chronic inflammation in your cells. And that in turn causes that whole host of, you know, health issues. And we've been talking about these health issues, we talk about them all the time because inflammatory markers and inflammation is really what we see as more and more the key to so many of the disease processes that we see today is this inflammatory reaction that our bodies have, whether it's in our arteries, in our veins and plaque. And, you know, it's not even so much cholesterol, but if you're going to eat crappy food, and you want to eat like a big hamburger or something along those lines, eating it early in the day can help your body reduce how inflamed your cells become in response to whatever that food is. So the later that you wait to indulge, the worse you feel afterwards. So if you're a night snacker, if you're a late night eater, I mean, I'm not a late night eater, but I eat dinner late and I know it's wrong and I don't feel good afterwards. But sometimes I just want to wait until the kind of end of the night when it's just me and I'm watching The Good Wife and I'm having a good time by myself there. I can eat my dinner, but that's not the best time. And the research is coming more and more that this huge dose of fat can disrupt your body's internal clock and throw off your circadian rhythm, which is also going to disrupt your sleep. And we know that when you disrupt your sleep-wake cycle, your hormones, your melatonin levels, and all of that are thrown out of whack. And when you don't have good melatonin levels because you're not sleeping well, because your circadian rhythm is thrown off, then you know that that has links to diabetes and obesity and heart disease. And we're learning more and more about sleep and the quality of sleep and how much sleep you really do need and how important it is for your body. So if you are eating a high in saturated fat diet, you want to eat it as early in the day as possible. Save those healthy foods for dinner. You know, they always used to say, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a queen, and dinner like a pauper, so that you're eating less at night because then your body has longer to process it and you don't just lie down afterwards, which of course contributes as well to reflux and esophageal issues. So saturated fat, we know, should be avoided whenever possible, but, you know, there's good fats and bad fats, avocados, bananas, you know what I'm talking about. But if you're going to treat yourself and you're going to have a hamburger, which who doesn't love a good cheeseburger? You know, put bacon on it and I'm in. But it's better if you do it early in the day. Also, it gives you time to walk it off, to exercise it off. You're not going to exercise the whole thing off. We're learning more about that, but you can work some of it off. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned for a great show. Stay well.